Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Khawuthande ukunceda mntasekhaya, khawuthande ukunceda. Kunento ecakileyo apha empilweni yakho. Let me help you, my sister, my brother. No. We're not supposed to live miserable lives. That is not the will of God. We're supposed to live joyous, peaceful, loving lives. Basalwane, that is the kind of life that God has in store for those who love Him. This morning, I want to encourage you. But the one thing that we cannot escape is the suffering that is necessary, the suffering of the flesh that must happen, Asekaya, in order for the flesh to be subdued and put in its place. That suffering must happen, and it will happen repeatedly, different ways, in order to build different formations within us, different parts of Christ's character within us. So it will happen. It does not equate to a miserable life. It does not equate to poverty, to lack. It does not equate to any of that. It equates with necessary suffering of the flesh in whichever way and in whichever manner the Lord chooses. You know, especially single people have a tendency of wanting to manipulate God, Barcelona, and we claim and we demand all sorts of things, you know, just so that the Lord can relent, you know, and deliver us out of the misery of being single. The real question that you should be asking yourself in that period of being single is, what fruit do I have to show with this period of my life? Because if I'm going to want to escape the season that has been placed before me and think that there's something better on the other side, it's a greatest mistake, because in that season you are supposed to build the kind of character that will help you in the next season, whatever that season is supposed to look like. In that particular season, you are supposed to collect all the godly tools that you need in order to survive the season that God is taking you into. This morning, Barcelona, little is look at Genesis chapter 6. Glory be to Jesus. Genesis chapter 6 this morning, hallelujah, verse 11. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. It was not corrupt in its own sight, Basalone. Let's please note that it was the observation of God that the world is corrupt. It is not that the world could see its own corruption. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupted their ways. So in this particular instance, when this man Noah is being elected, when he is being called to the forefront of God's plan for humanity, the Bible tells us, the earth was corrupt. So in the season, in a place where everything is corrupt, let me tell, in a time of corruption, don't expect that in a period of corruption you will have people clapping their hands and saying, well done, when you are busy wrestling with the will of God, when you are busy, you know, fighting the good fight of faith, when you are busy contending for your own faith and the faith of the saints, when you are busy on the narrow path, when you are busy saying no to things that everybody else is saying yes to, don't think that there's somebody who's going to come and say, well done. Many of us, we leave the labor ward, we leave the place of labor because nobody has said congratulations, because nobody has said well done. Don't think that in the time of corruption the people are going to recognize what God is. Only you can recognize it, and that's why it is important that we know this God, that we know this Barcelona. Verse 9, this is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man. He was a righteous man, blameless amongst the people of his time. This means that other people were corrupt, but Noah was seen as righteous before God. This means that if other people, if 90% of the people are corrupt and only 10% are not corrupt, the 90% are going to think, all right, and they are going to think there's something wrong with you, 10%. But it is not a reason to step out and not do what God has called us to do. It is not a reason to not stand for inyaniso kaThixo. Maske simdumiseni.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. IAM Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
Hallelujah. He was blameless amongst the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with his God. Basalana, he walked faithfully with his kwathembakala unoba noThixo wakhe. Sangathembakala ebantwini, sangathembakala kwi expectations abantu, wathembakala kuThixo unoba. Even in a time when corruption was in fashion, Noah was seen as righteous before God. This means that Noah was always swimming against the tide when other people were bribing for jobs. Excuse me, Noah was standing in the place of prayer, Basalwane, when other people were busy acquiring ugly and a profane language. Noah was careful that the meditations of his heart and the words of his mouth were pleasing before the Lord. When everybody else was robbing God of his tithe, Noah faithfully tithed before the Lord. Oh, Noah was seen as righteous before God. Oh, Noah, Basalwane, did not have the applause of people, because people were corrupt at that time. But Noah was seen faithfully working out the plan of God, allowing the work of God to continue in the midst of corruption. Let corruption not be our excuse this morning, Basalwane. Ikhona corruption asipiki kodwa uThixo khona ngaphezu kwe corruption. Ayiqali ngathi, ayigqibeli ngathi. But those that know they are God, we are called now to arise and do mighty exploits. Khasike siphumeni bethu nana siyokwenza into zikaThixo. In the midst of denial, in the midst of closed doors, in the midst of people speaking against us as the church, this morning in Jesus' mighty name.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Ah, waza walungu Jehovah Basalwane. Hallelujah, mdumiseni this morning. Siyafuna umvuthixo uba uthini naxa incokola neyakho impilo. Ukuhlebezele wathini uThixo namhlanje. Sifuna umvalo uThixo uba uncokole nawe. Wathini nakuwe namhlanje ekuseni. Sisathi thina mdumisa uThixo. Masike simvudume inkosikazi uba usithatha asibeke phi na. Siyakubona buthokozani, siyakubona dadethu mamahlangu. Yes, maphindi. Hallelujah. We are on 082-657-2729.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, yeah. You can't be sleeping. Let me tell you something. You see, in the process of building, now we are looking at the possibilities, the probabilities in the context of Noah. In the process of building, you need material, you need people, you need correct weather, you need agreement within a certain ecosystem. Noah, like Solomon, had other people coming to help him. We only see Noah and the instruction of God and the faithful pursuit.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do it alone. Do it scared. Do it unsure. Do it because you heard God say it must be done. Kaukuphakame mntasekhaya ukuqale wenza umsebenzi kaThixo kudala uhleli kule ntaba awudinwa.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Bazawufika mntasekhaya bakuxelele uba wenza ntoni na awuyiboni na wena lento uba ayingeni ndawo. Why are you so stubborn? Why don't you want to align with what everybody else is? Bazawufika bathethe izinto kodwa kho kukhumbula ukuThixo wathini na kuwe kwindawo yemfihlakalo, kuba kunezinto abanye abantu abangazuziva. USawule ngomhla wentsindiso yakhe wavila izwi yedwa bazalwane elingakhange liviwe ngabanye aba. Jesus, this morning.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Sometimes even people that you have trusted, people that once spoke into your life, Barcelona, have a tendency of not being available when your own faith is being tested. People that you trust, people who are able to hear God. Exactly. This morning, is our teen yakho impendulo? Is our teen impendulo yakho this morning? Mhlambo kwakho this morning is a simple thing, ukwamkela nje uYesu Kristu mntasekha. Mhlambo kwakho this morning yinto kokubana kudala umvuki Yesu Kristu enqonqoza enhlizweni yakho, kudala umkhaba usithi hayi, usithi maniqale ndithi namhlanje is the day of salvation. It is the day okudala enhlizweni yakho, ekuthuleni kwenhliziyo, that you have been praying for that day when one day you too will be able to be bold to call yourself a born again Christian.
to call yourself a new creation in God, knowing that your past is gone, it's wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Maybe that is you this morning. You are the representation of God who was sent up, the Son of God, the one and only begotten Son of God, sent here on earth to redeem me when I believe. Because little is will tickle, for God so loved the world that he gave us his one and only begotten Son, Basalon, that whomsoever shall believe will not perish but receive eternal life. Maybe that is you this morning. Perhaps you are born again, but you are struggling, man. You are struggling. You taking one step, and then you hear the sound of Iggy Beater behind you, and you are tempted to go forth. This morning, there's grace made available in your weakness. The only thing you need is conviction, Mtasekhaya, to know your God and to know that those who are called of their God, they shall do mighty exploits in the midst of what seems impossible. The voice of God has spoken, and be faithful like Noah. This morning, 082-657-2729.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Sitshele ukuthi ucaba ngani. Sicela ukuzwa uvo lwakho. Ungasithinta kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za noma usithumele iWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Greetings once again in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I like to thank the Lord for this wonderful time. Mfundisi Mahlangu eMabopane. As today, we just want to thank the Lord for all the motivation that we have received. Says Ayanda, as you quoted Ephesians chapter 9, verse 11, which says that it is not the strong man who win the battle, or the fastest runner who win the race, but those who use their time and chance effectively.
Come on.
I would encourage you to let us use our time and chance effectively. Whatsoever the Lord has given us, we must use it. I just want to thank the Lord. Today, really, God is motivating and strengthening us, our faith. The words that we receive also is that we must not leave the labor word. Because of pain, there will be challenges, there will be so many things that are coming on our way, but we must not leave the journey that the Lord has placed before us.
Yes, Lord.
The other motivation that we receive this morning is that suffering of the flesh will happen to build different foundation in
that's
us.
Right, that's right.
Whatsoever we see as sufferings, there is a firm foundation that is built in us. I'm just going to quote all the quotation that I had this morning, blessed my life. Build the kind of character and collect all the godly tools that will help you to survive in the next season. It is very much important that we must build the character, and we must collect all the tools that will help us to survive in the next season. Genesis chapter 6, verse 11. We must not leave the labor words because there is no one congratulating us. There are people who want to be congratulated when they do good things. There are people who will always want a pat on the shoulder because they've done something, but we must continue regardless of whether they approve or disapprove what we are doing. We must do it because we are not doing for men, we are doing as unto the Lord. We must stand for the truth of the Lord regardless of how much opposition we receive. We said we must swim against the tide.
Hallelujah.
Noah was seen faithfully working out the plan of God. We are called to do the exploit for the Lord in the midst of the closed doors. So thank you very much for today's motivation. We're really motivated that regardless. What I would like to encourage Abazalwani is that let us smile in the midst of all the challenges. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. God bless you. Amen.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Hey, hayi khani mboneni uThixo senza imimangaliso nezimanga khani mboneni lo Yehova senza okwenziwayo this morning mamlili yena uthini uThixo mama
hallelujah hallelujah hallelujah
glory
nina smagathe sezulu siyabonga baba siyabonga
blessed be the name of the Lord
siyabonga my hambi vangeli egambeni lika Jesu amen
amen amen amen.
Good morning, Ayanda, and beloved listeners of Radio Pulpit. We just want Umfundi Sumahlangu from Mabopane. We just want to thank the Lord for the wonderful motivation that we have received this morning.
Amen. Amen. I think I'm playing that for the second time. Barcelona, 26 minutes after 6. That is your time. Hayi kunento evumayo ngaphakathi kum umoya wami uyavuma ithini langamba umoya wami uyavuma. The Lord is good. Bantwana basekhaya, the Lord is good. Don't leave that place. Don't leave that place of pain. That place of pain is working in you. A something that money cannot buy, that your connections cannot buy. Don't leave that place of discomfort. This morning, the Lord is really faithful to us. Bazalone, we're welcoming a brand new month here on Let's Praise Him. We've already prayed on Mbata Latane, but here on Let's Praise Him, we're welcoming a brand new Sunday. And so we're absolutely excited that I want to believe with all my heart that, you know, the crossover for you was as the Lord had directed. And I pray with all my heart this morning that your heart will be encouraged to know that God cares. The Bible tells us that He delights in the prosperity of His people. He cares about what you care about this morning. Mam Irene, utino tiko, mam.
Good morning, family. Good morning on this beautiful Sunday morning. We just want to give thanks to the Lord this Sunday morning as we're going to gather in as the body of Christ. We are grateful for the gift of gathering. We are grateful that the Word of God says we should not neglect this gathering. We are thankful. Psalm 115 says,
thank you, Lord.
Not unto us, but O Lord, unto you all the glory, all the adoration. For your unfailing love, all the glory we give unto you. Even this morning, Father God, our hearts are thankful. Our hearts are full of gratitude. We are saying thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your steadfast love. Thank you for who you are, your grace that is sufficient. You are El Shaddai, yes, the all-sufficient Lord. One. You are our Father, our Abba Father. We're thankful for everything that you do for us. Father God, today we're thankful for the blood of Jesus. We're thankful for the name of Jesus. We're thankful for everything that you've given us pertaining life and godliness. My Father, this morning we just want to say thank you for our leaders. Thank you for our pastors. Thank you for our deacons. Thank you for the ushers at church. We just want to say thank you for every person that is serving inside your houses where we gather, Father God. We want to say thank you for this gift of gathering. Father God, this morning, we pray that our meetings may be filled with the Holy Spirit. We pray that our hearts may come in truth to you. We pray that, Father God, may we worship you in truth and in spirit, the way you want to be worshipped, not our own way. We just want to say thank you. We appreciate, Papa, this time that you gave us, the Sabbath, the day that you gave to us to worship, to gather in the name of Jesus, the name above every other name, the reminder that one day, Lord, we will see you face to face as your bride, as your church. We will see you, Lord. Father God, we are saying thank you. We worship you. We bless you. We thank you. Father God, may you continue to give men and women of God who are God-fearing, Father God, who are continuing to minister in truth and in spirit. Father God, and we also pray for those who have fallen away. Father, may the fear of the Lord return to them in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are thankful for those who are continuing in your truth. We pray that they may continue. May you give them strength. May you sustain them. May you uphold them, Lord. Father God, in your truth, in your word. May they continue to minister your word in the mighty name of Jesus. We are saying thank you this morning. We give you all the glory and the adoration. And we are thankful in the mighty name of Jesus. Have a blessed Sunday, family. Have a glorious Sunday filled with the presence of
thank
the Lord.
You, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mfundisi Felix.
Molo, 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 mzalwana.
Molo, molo, mzalwana.
Siyabulela, siyabulela mzalwane, siyabulela gamini, siyabulela mama, siyabulela kakhulu. Sibulela amazwi, sibulela Nkosi. Inkosi Nxema nikwenzela indlela ukuthi ufikelele nakuthi kwezethu indlebe sukubi, siyabonga. Siyambulela uYesu, siyambulela ithi landawo. Ngibonga uJehova liphefumulana lapho koko ngaphakathi kwami. Ungayilibali imisebenzi yakhe emihle. Ungayilibali imisebenzi yakhe emihle, ungayilibali imisebenzi yakhe emihle. Siyabulela, siyabulela, ayanda, siyabulela. Okay, I
understand. Bye. Bye. Yes, bless you, bless you, Tata. All the way from Rusty. Rusty represented this morning. Hi, Free State. Hi. Please, ndiyanicela bethunana. Yibani nentloni bantu base Free State, bantu base Western Cape, ndiyanicela. KZN, what happened to KZN? Hi, yibani nentloni bethunana. Mpumalanga. Look. Please, I'm begging you. 30 seconds. Ufuna nje umolo impumalanga saphila. Basa khona bazalwana bamkhonza uThixo impumalanga. Molweni bazalwana eFree State. Basa khona bazalwana bamkhonza uThixo. Molweni bazalwana eKZN. And basa khona bazalwana bamkhonza uThixo. Brother Sizwe eKapa. Hayikhona. Bazalwana sifuna umvuthixo ba uthini nakuwe. We're crossing over straight after this. Sis Mapindi, good morning to you. We're crossing over to Utata. Usandile Swana. Straight after this, my family, every other voice note that is coming through, inkonzo yaqhubeka most tomorrow. We know this between 4 and 5:30. Yaqhubeka inkonzo, hot as ever. UThixo uyasinceda bethunana in the place of prayer. Look at God. This is Maphindo Thina uThixo Dadethu.
Egameni likaJesu uNkulunkulu ungahluleki. Ekuseni siyabonga moyo ongcwele, siyabonga moya weqiniso. Uyahalalela. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Baba nalizwe lethu baba siletha kuwe ngegama lika Jesu thewisa let us submit our body to you my God in the name of Jesus of Nazareth cleanse us purify God ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth we are standing on a gap for abagulayo abagulele emakhaya abagulele ebhedlela ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth let your will be done on this earth as it is done on heaven egameni lika Jesu you are worthy to be praised baba wenu yahalalela sisaze senkonzweni sikhulekela nkosi yamabagcotsho wakho sikhulekela ama-altars ngegama purify the altars ngegama likajesu wasenazaretha nkulunkulu ungahluleki thembakela abavangeli abanye basaphumile iba nabo lapha basashumayela khona moyo ongcwele in the name of Jesus ngegama likajesu muhle baba uthe draw unto me uthe laphaya kumedwi we must knock and seek you
thank
in the name
you,
of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, sifuna ubuso bakho. In the name of Jesus, we hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Take your glory. Have a blessed Ayanda and women's.
Women's month, it is indeed. Mom's Kwamba Nasiza Yifalanga Oil and Gonzo. I just want to acknowledge those who have dropped us messages. Mom Jennifer, hi! Sis Jay, how are you? Sis Rachel, the Lord really bless you this morning. Bazalwane ukhona ke utata standing by on the line.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Brother Phil, Diyazim, that's okay. Let me share something with you. I know that when Ingaskasumamele, Itinganene, what was that song that you requested? The Mass Choir of America, Gospel Singers of America. But I'm just a kaya kakusukamis and malunya olu yuan, man. Even if it's just one food, oh, Eva.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.